Hey everyone, it's Deb. I just wanted to thank you all for the love and support you've given me through this adventure in podcasting.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.
I've had a lot of positive comments and a lot of encouragement, so I really appreciate that. Doing this is kind of scary. In fact, when I decided to do a podcast weeks ago, my jaw just started getting tight and sore. I think it's because it was being clenched all the time because I was so nervous, and it's still like that. So I'm hoping that as I do more and more and get better and better, my jaw will loosen up. So I'm willing to learn what works and what doesn't work. And I thought I'd bring you along on this as well because maybe somebody else would like to do a podcast. In fact, after my first one came out, I had a friend call me and say that she wanted to do a podcast and asked me how I did it. So I was able to hook her up with my podcast team, and she is on her way to doing her own. So it also goes along with the coaching that I am doing as well, because I've really had to coach myself and change my thoughts on how I look at the podcasting. I want it to be a learning experience. I need to give myself grace, cut myself some slack, because I'm not going to be perfect. It's going to be a while. I won't ever be perfect, but I will hopefully get better and better as I put myself out there. So I learned a lot from the last podcast that I recorded because I wasn't super happy with it. And so when I listened to it again, I wrote down a bunch of things that I wanted to change. So this time I'm doing something a little bit different, and I'd love your feedback. So I also thought that it possibly could help some people. You know, when you listen to a TED Talk or listen to a talk in church, it seems to be just for you, what you need at that time, and then you listen to it like months later and it didn't say anything of what you thought it did. So I'm hoping that maybe a podcast will do that for someone. And since I believe that I feel this push to do this, and I feel like this is my mission, kind of, if you will, the dating stuff and the podcast and the social media posts and things like that. And because of that, I was super excited to record this podcast because I'm going to tell you why I'm doing this. But first, the awkward dating moment. This story was shared with me by a friend who said, I had a guy spill his whole slushie on my lap during the movie date. I didn't want to leave though because I wanted to finish the movie. I don't remember very well because I was so young, but I think I ended up wrapping his sweatshirt around my waist or something so people couldn't see that it looked like I wet myself. I ended up dating that guy for 2.5 years. Wow, that must have been a great movie. So this episode will be full of future episode ideas, but today I'm just going to skim over it and give you a kind of a timeline of the past 14 years and where I am now. So after I got divorced 14 years ago, I started dating early on because by that time I was ready to move on with my life. I ended up online and I dated a few guys, and then I met one from out of state and I ended up marrying him. But it only lasted 12 days. So I feel like I have the record shortest marriage on the books. If you have a shorter marriage than that, let me know. But there are things that I learned from those 12 days that were important that I learned. So after that, I got divorced again. I did not want to be a divorcee, nor in the single scene. But I had a friend reach out to me who I had dated, who I'd been out a couple times before I got married again, and he wanted me to come to his birthday party. So I thought, I will go and spend time, wish him a happy birthday, all of that. So I went down there with another friend, and I ended up meeting a lot of really neat people. A lot of cool friends that I met, including a bunch of other tall women who were in my similar situation. And so it was nice to be able to relate and just have fun. So I had a lot of fun in the single scene. We started doing more and more things, and it seemed like our whole group of friends were in a similar situation. We all ended up single at the same time. Anyway, we had a great time. I had lots of first and second and third dates at arm's length. That's what I call it, because I didn't really let anybody get too close to me because I didn't want to get hurt. And then I also had the attitude that everyone can benefit your life in some way. Whether it's a trait that you want in a future spouse, whether it's a trait you want to have yourself, it could be just friendship. They could set a good example for you, maybe get you out of your comfort zone. Everybody needs friends that they can act crazy with. So I've got some friends that will get me to do stuff that I normally wouldn't do, but nothing illegal. And then also, you have something to offer them. So I felt like I could be of benefit to someone maybe at some point. So because of that, I had a lot of fun dating, meeting lots of cool people. I had a ton of experience in those first 10 years, from super fun to meeting great friends. I also had a couple of stalkers in there, which will be great podcast material. Anyway, dating at that time when my kids were younger was really hard. By the end of the 10 years, I had gotten really sick of dating. I also had a friend tell me that I would never have this time with my kids again, just me and the kids. And my kids were growing up and graduating. They were going to college, they were moving out. And so I decided to just step away from dating. It was not a hard decision because I was super sick of it at that time. I didn't want to take time away from being with my kids to spend with a stranger telling my story for the millionth time. So I took a break. It was great. I got to focus on my kids, spend time with them. We just had a lot of fun. And I did that for about 5 years. Towards the end of that time, I would say things like, when I get married, I'm going to do this and this and this. And my kids would just kind of roll their eyes and say, Mom, if you want to get married, you're going to have to date. I would say, I feel like if it was time for me to date, or if my person was ready, that sort of thing, I feel like the thought of dating wouldn't make me sick to my stomach. And part of me kind of wanted to skip from now to being married. I just wanted to skip to the end and fast track, not have to do all the dating stuff. But then I know I would skip all of the learning, the growing, and all the good stuff. So as the kids got older, my youngest was going to be a senior. And so I thought, well, maybe I should consider dating again because I certainly don't want to be alone for the rest of my life. And I thought maybe I need to go to therapy to work through some of the issues that I have. We all have issues. And at the time, listening to a life coach, Jody Moore, who is awesome, and then a life coach, Brooke Castillo. And her podcast on making friends really triggered something in me. I wanted to have fun with my friends again. And then Jody Moore had a podcast called Finding Your Spouse. And in it, she challenged us, single people, just to spend a year dating a lot, just getting to know who you are, what you like, and things like that. And so I really got excited about that because I am goal-oriented. I am like, okay, I can spend the year dating. I'm really into self-improvement, so this way I can improve myself. And I've recently learned that I like trying new things and I have an adventurous side. So I thought all of those would be great, a great way to spend the year improving myself and getting to know myself more. I really wanted to improve on the Deb that I was when I first got divorced. And I have actually grown a lot in the past 14 years. I've grown in strength and in confidence and a lot of things, but I wanted to get even better. So the old Deb was nice, which I'm still nice, but I was a people pleaser and that allowed me to be maybe walked on or used a little bit. It also, being nice, it also gave some guys the wrong idea. I had a couple of guys tell me that they knew that we were supposed to get married. I was also kind of indecisive, and then I let life just happen to me. I didn't know that I could have control. I also sabotaged relationships, which is a subject for another time. One of the reasons I stopped dating is because I didn't want to hurt people's feelings. Like, I hated hurting feelings. I thought if a guy liked me and I didn't feel the same, that if I told him that, I would hurt his feelings. I wasn't as confident in myself as I wanted to be. And I found myself changing who I was for certain situations or certain guys. For example, if a guy was telling me how much he hated Hallmark movies, there's no way I was gonna volunteer the information that I loved them. So those are some of the traits that I had before that I wanted to improve or change. So I was super excited about this challenge. I decided to do it. And these are the things that I wanted to learn from it. I wanted to make new friends, have a big group of friends, just different kinds of friends. I wanted to have a ton of fun. I wanted to get good at dating one person because I had not done that very often. I wanted to learn how to be vulnerable because I avoid situations where I may become embarrassed or where I would fail. And this would help me to be able to accept that or to work through that, to experience that. I wanted to learn about myself. I wanted to be good with being me. I didn't want to change for other people. I wanted to just be me. I wanted to be the best Deb that I could be. And I wanted to fill up my space in the world. I feel like from my past experiences, looking back, I feel like I was the smallest I could be in the space that I have. And I want to fill it. I want to fill that space. I want to totally love myself. I want to be a better version of myself for me, for my friends, for the guys that I go out with, and for my future husband. And I wanted to be able to feel my feelings. And that means, I don't know, I've become super independent and don't allow myself to cry. Because before I had looked at that as a weakness, but I understand now that it's not. It's actually a strength. And so I'm letting myself feel my feelings, whether it's to cry or whether it's to feel embarrassed or vulnerable or also be happy. Be happy, not stopping myself from being happy in case something bad happens. I am going to feel my feelings. I also want to experience being awkward. I mean, I've always experienced that because I'm kind of a dork by nature, but I wanted to be okay with that. I have lots of awkward moments. I do awkward things, and that's okay because that's me. I also wanted to get good at icebreakers, which also causes awkward moments because I'm not good at icebreakers. I wanted to learn how not to be a people pleaser, but to instead be assertive. I can still be nice, but I need to be assertive. And I also wanted to learn how to politely say that I'm not interested instead of trying to avoid that altogether. I want to try new things, be adventurous, and just thinking about this stuff made me super excited to get going on my challenge to date for the year. So I started in April, and so far I have had a ton of fun because I totally changed my attitude. So I decided that because I wanted to experience a lot of different things and to learn about myself and to grow, I decided to not limit my dating. I didn't limit them by height, which I have before. I didn't limit them by area or by religion or anything like that. I just wanted to make friends with a lot of people and experience a lot of things. So I have met a lot of people, talked to a lot of people. I've gone out and just had a great time. It's been great so far. And sometimes the old me comes out in certain situations, but at least I can recognize it now. I'm usually able to take a step back and kind of regroup and remember what I'm doing. I've learned that dating when my kids are older is much easier. Dating now is so much easier because my kids actually want me to find someone. So that pressure off is great. Trying to fill up my space in the world because I'm giving myself grace and am more confident with what makes me me. I dreaded dating before, but now I look forward to it. And I've always wanted to help people. Over the years, people have reached out to me to ask me for advice, and I love being able to give them any kind of encouragement. And I feel like coaching on dating is my mission. Because of that, it's my passion. I am so excited to do this, and I feel like since it is my mission, I know I'm gonna succeed. And I'll be able to help those who this is intended to help. attitude plays a huge part in dating. I know we go through phases, but I want to help you learn how to get yourself out of that dating funk and have fun with it. I found a Swedish proverb that sums up this podcast, and I love it. It says, "Fear less, love more." Happy dating!
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Debbie.